Welcome to Talking Travel on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined today by Barry Warwick. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Now, today we're looking at cruises.
Yeah, look, I just thought I'd mention cruises that are cruising out of Australia. There's something like 63 different cruise ships out of Australia over this summer season.
So just 63 cruise ships, not just including the cruises going.
You just then multiply those. Some of them only call in and call out, but, you know, others do every fortnight or every 10 days they have a cruise. So that's a lot of ships to fill.
All right, I look forward to talking about that on Talking Travel on 2NURFM. Barry, we're looking at cruises today, which you said earlier, 63 cruise ships in and out of Australia.
Yep, so that means that there's a type of cruise ship out there to suit just about everyone, I think.
You'd like to hope so.
Yeah.
If there's 63 of them.
There is. And look, I think people tend to think of cruise ships as being for the, the 40s through to the 70s type age bracket. But
I thought it was more for, I was going to do the opposite of it. I thought it was more young people like jumping around and playing silly buggers.
In Croatia it is. And look, you can get cruises that actually cover the young, you know, the family one or the family group. So, for example, Royal Caribbean, they have cruise ships that have wave riders on so that you can actually ride surfboards, or you've got dodgem cars so that that takes care of the younger ones, and it's a really family-oriented experience. Dodgem cars. Yeah, you've actually got a dodgem car track.
I'm just assuming it'd just be how the ship just slides up and down the ship, and just they just put cars and they just, it's just a natural dodgem car.
It's the one that you get in the carnivals, And it's got a roller skating rink and a rock climbing wall. So there's just lots of bits and pieces of entertainment for that.
You're not just sitting around on the side and.
No, you can be as active as you really want to be. Yeah. And look, you've got Disney that they've got their characters on board, so that's another one. Although Disney, this is the last season that they'll actually come here. So,
yeah, okay, rightio. So just a one-off so far.
Well, they came the last couple of years, so obviously it wasn't as popular as they thought that it was. So, or they can think they can make better money elsewhere. But Carnival also is a family, you know, they're for that, the kids' entertainment. Yep. And look, the average age now of cruises is down to around about 45. So, and there's lots of millennials sort of getting into that cruising scene now.
Righty, so you'd say it's probably more of a family affair than anything else, or?
Well, there are ships that are family affairs, then you've got Princess that you dealing with more of the 40s to upwards, and the entertainment is geared towards that. You've got MSC, which is an Italian cruise line. Now, they're only calling in here as a around-the-world cruise.
Yep.
But they've got a ship within a ship, so...
Of course they do. Of course there's a cruise ship that has a ship within a ship.
So they've got the Yacht Club, which is, it's got its own dining area. You get off the ship before everybody else. You've got your own entry and exit port off the ship. You can go down and mix with everyone else, or you can just really live in the bubble of having your own little private yacht on this huge ship.
Right. So it is generally a yacht on a ship.
Well, it's not a yacht as a stuff, but it's a
that's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing another body of water inside the ship with single yachts just tied up to it.
No. Not quite. They haven't quite gotten that far yet. But no, it's just on the very top decks, only people that have booked the Yacht Club cabin can actually go up into that area. So it's just
that makes
like,
more sense. That's a bit more sensible.
That's it.
We're looking at cruise ships today, and you've got a couple of small ones here just to mention here, Barry.
Yeah, look, There's a few small ship operators in Australia.
Yep.
Ponant's one of them. They've got three ships that visit. They do the Kimberleys, but they also go up through Southeast Asia and go down to the polar region. So they're only taking 200 to 300 people, and so it's a nice, more intimate one. Now, obviously, the fares are a little bit more expensive, but the fares are a little bit more inclusive. So if you want to go into smaller places and smaller ports, definitely some of these small ships are really well worth travelling on. There's actually quite a few of them. Like, there's the Aurora Expeditions too. Their vessels are specially built for the polar regions, and they call into Australia every so often as well. And then you can move a step up into Oceania cruises or Regent cruises, and they take, you know, between the 500-600 to 1200 range. So it's a smaller, and obviously the entertainment's not as much, but they tend to be more inclusive in what they offer, specialty dining, which on the much bigger ships, your fares are much cheaper, but you're putting your hand in your pocket for things like drinks, and if you want to eat at a specialty restaurant, you pay for that.
Yep.
If you want a decent coffee, you pay for that, whereas on some of the smaller ships, you get really fine food, but you also... that's all included. You don't have to pay extra to go from one restaurant to the other.
Right, yeah. But you have those, like, big drinks packages and those large cruise ships as well, don't you?
Well, you do. You can pay the drink package, yep. And this varies across the ships, but you can pay as much as $140 a day. So when you start taking that into consideration, and both people in the cabin have to pay that $140, so, you know, that could be $280 that you're spending in a drink package. When you start multiplying that out by the number of days that you're on a ship, it starts to add up.
Yep.
And when you start paying for the Royal Caribbean ships that I mentioned earlier, some of them have got the iFly, the parachuting. Well, you pay additional for that. You pay additional for the Dodgem cars. So that's all a revenue stream. So while the other ships are much more expensive in the initial look, when you start adding up everything that you want to do, they become more competitive. Obviously, if you're taking 6,000 people, it's cheaper than taking 300 people. So,
right,
as well. So economies of scale come into it as well.
Would you prefer the smaller cruise ships, or...? Because you seem to be going in, also there's more about the destination as well than going on a big cruise ship, where it seems to be more about being on the ship.
Yeah. It depends on the person. Me personally, I probably prefer the smaller ships,
yep.
Because I like to go into the smaller ports and see, going ashore in a small tender or whatever, and visiting out-of-the-way places, whereas... a lot of people like the entertainment and that's offered on the bigger ships, and it's certainly a really big draw card. You know, MSC have Cirque du Soleil on their ships, so some of their bigger ships have a really buzzy feel because you've got all these shops, and so it gives people, I guess, more of a... fun Gold Coast type experience, yep. As opposed to visiting off the beaten track places.
Right.
So it just depends on the person and what they want to do.
Right. And there's a few more things you want to mention about cruises?
Look, there are. There's mid-range cruises that, offer the combination, that in-between, that sweet spot in-between. They travel to different... So, for example, out of Australia, your average cruise ship would generally go to the Pacific Islands, whereas some of these mid-sized ships, go up and down the coast of South America and North America, and it just gives that really different experience. So you're not doing the same thing. You've got more choice, but you may not get a cruise that's going to the destination when you really want to go to the destination.
Okay.
So, if that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. And just to end on a few more things, you're looking, probably we've gone for mid-ranges, but you're kind of touching the big cruise ships. But
yeah. Look, the big cruise ships, they take anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people. 2,000 to 4,000 people, or up to 6,000. And so they're really for the average person to go on. But you tend to get the same destination, so you can choose the time of year that you want to go. So if you're sailing around the South Pacific or going to New Zealand, you know that there's going to be a ship that's going to be doing that roughly when you want to do that.
It's Talking Travel on 2NURFM 103.7. And Barry, wrapping it up with a couple of hot deals for us.
Yeah, a couple here. Look, Trafalgar have got a tour and fly thing from around about 5,000 for selected tours. So that's going through to Europe. So it ends on the 30th of September. So you've got a bit of time to look there and or have a look at something and think about it. Colette have got specials on where they've got a fair amount of different tours, and again that'll end fairly shortly. So if you're looking at going to Europe, or Colette do a fair amount in America as well.
Yeah, okay.
Have a look at what they have to offer. That's something. And Trafalgar again have started a Best of Career tour. So those people that have done them in Europe may be interested in now doing Korea, because Korea's up and coming. I mean, Japan is the flavour of the month, but Korea's...
it's South Korea, let's just put that in there.
South
well,
Korea, yeah, we're not going to North Korea.
No, well, unless you want to stay there forever.
There's been a few people that have tried, that's South Korea, so that's really good. And also, now's the time to look at leasing. If you're going to Europe and you want to hire a car for more than 4 days, more than 14 days, it's fairly economical to actually lease a car. So it's just like you're buying the car, so you're responsible for the services and stuff. But it works out substantially cheaper when, you know, particularly when you get into a extended period. So deals are coming out now for next year on that. And sticking with the cruising theme, Viking Cruises have they've been associated with Highclere Castle, which is where Downton Abbey is filmed.
Oh, okay, rightio. Yeah. So there'll be a lot of Downton fans to be jumping onto this.
So they've got a package where you can actually, with certain cruises, do a package that visits the castle before you could do your cruise before or after. So, something to bear in mind if you're a Downton Abbey fan. Yep. So, and I think that sort of about wraps it up for the hot deals this week.
Right, some great hot deals there.
Yep.
Barry Warwick, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, finance, business and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.